If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Julie Wynn is a Los Angeles-based certified dating coach. Julie, do people hire or pay for a deep dive into someone that they're dating, or even before a first date?
Absolutely. I don't know if they go to this extent of looking for a private eye, but I know that there are a lot of services online that you can utilize to make sure that the person that you're communicating with online is actually the person that they say they are. I think that finding a baseline of safety is so important in today's world. So it's totally a market that people tap into.
Yeah, and Colin is a producer here on the show, and he said, because we're talking to mostly adults here, and it's really tough to date after the age of 45 or 55 or 65, or even if you're in your 70s, it's tough. Mm. And you have a lot to lose. But Colin, you said your demographic in your 20s, this is standard procedure.
It's almost expected. Like, if you meet somebody new, like at a bar or on Tinder or Hinge, people ask you, like, oh, did you do your research? Like, did you look in their social media accounts?
Yes.
And social media accounts are fine, right? I mean, would normally go to a social media platform and see if they're on there. What should we look for when we're on their social media platform?
When we're on their social media platform, we're looking for cohesion and accuracy. We want to make sure that the person looks like how they're being represented on their online dating profiles, that they have the job that they say that they have, that they live in the neighborhood that they say that they have, that their interests are aligning. Some people really care politically about where the person aligns, so making sure that they have, like, a really, they're not, like, coming across and having these, like, really intense, hot opinions online, too. So there's, like, a lot of things to vet based on your values.
One of our texters said before they dated this guy, they did a quick Google search and it gave his credit score at 400. So they ran. Like, I don't want to date someone with a 400 credit score. I don't even know how Google would know what your credit score is, but that sounds like perhaps they did a little deeper dive.
Yeah, they can go really deep. I mean, I know a lot of my friends and clients that have gone into finding their addresses, finding their exes, finding just a lot of information to just, like, once again, just make sure that there is this foundational safety and that the person is who they say they are. To your point about people dating above the age of 45, there is, like, a really big chance of scamming. So, and, you know, they're not as, like, internet savvy as well. So there is some thought being applied to, like, okay, if I'm putting myself out there to meet somebody to potentially share a life with, I just want to make sure that I feel really good about this and this person I can kind of trust in who they are.
I saw a quote from you, and you said, it becomes a little too much when you find yourself 5 years deep into their ex's tagged photos or you're listening to their Spotify playlist they made in college. Tell me people don't do that.
People do that. Totally do. Wow. And what happens is you can accidentally overly inflate your perception of them and kind of build this fantasy of who they are. That's the fine line. You want to make sure that there's cohesion and accuracy, but you don't want to create this persona that they may not be, especially when you meet them in person. There is a lot of reconciling to be like, okay, this is what they talk like. This is what they look like. This is what they feel like in person. So you want to come into the date low stakes. And if you're deep into their past, you can create a lot of intensity that doesn't really have to be there.
Right, because if you're meeting someone for the first date, you've had a phone conversation, and maybe you're meeting for coffee or you're meeting for dinner, if you know all of that, somehow it's going to be revealed, and they're going to think you're creepy.
Yeah. Yes, they will. And there is a little bit of something where it's like, oh my gosh, I know your, like, mom's sister's name, or I know, like, your ex's family. So there, when you go into that territory, you have crossed the line for sure. But it's hard, you know. I think that some people have been burned, and then that kind of increases their desire to cyber stalk. Once again, to just kind of feel safe in the knowing that this person, they feel like they can genuinely open up to them.
Somebody in our text line said, how do you do that searching if you don't have their last name? Tell them, Julie, you shouldn't be going to meet someone in person unless you know their last name, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there has to be some level of foundation. So getting their last name, or, I mean, there are services where you can find their phone number. You can plug that into an engine and you can find their last name that way. But ideally, this person is forthcoming about that detail. If you're meeting them for coffee, I think you should absolutely have their last name in your back pocket just in case.
Yeah, absolutely. And so today when we were talking about this with another host, John Williams on WGN, his producer asked AI about what it's like to date me. And AI came up with like what you're supposed to ask and who I am. And I didn't even think people were doing that.
Yes, AI has really changed the dating game around. I think it could be used and leveraged for good purposes where you could think about deeper date questions to ask somebody to take it past surface level conversation. But I do think there is something really nice about sincerity, open-mindedness, and just being super, super present. So AI and even too much cyber stalking robs you of that, because now you're just thinking about, what did I research? What did I read about? What do I have to ask them versus just seeing the person in front of you?
And what you can believe, really. I mean, you can't believe everything on AI. So let's, before I get to news, let's go down what you should do. You're over 50. You're dating. You've had a few phone conversations. You're going to meet. What should people search? How far should they go?
I think they should look for above the age of 50, Facebook for sure, LinkedIn. Really great. And then as you're just checking out their profile, just looking at their pictures, seeing how accurate it is, how recent are the photos, looking at some of their mutual friends, maybe their family members, the ways that they comment, and then you can pretty much stop there. I think that's a safe stopping point.
All right. I think we're going to have you back again. We need more dating tips.
Absolutely. I'm ready whenever you are. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Oh, thank you for joining us. You've answered a lot for us. That is Julie Wynn. She's a dating expert based out of LA.